Make no mistake about it, if you listen to this radio program, I've probably made myself pretty clear over the years that I support this president. I support George W. Bush. That doesn't mean he doesn't make me laugh from time to time.
Now, the president is amusing. Sometimes the things that come out of our president's mouth are just golden.
And by the way, if you support the president, join me in that 2% of America who still think who still think he's a pretty good president.
No, I think his approval rating's now up to like 42%.
Yeah, they are back up a little bit.
Yeah, it's up to quite a bit. Anyway, there's apparently a new collection of audio clips of, how do they phrase it, stupid things the president has said.
Let me tell you where this came from. USC had like an advanced government class, and they spent like an entire semester going through, and they had hundreds of students going through the audio archives of everything the president has ever said, and they came up with what they call the stupidest things the president George W.
Bush. Is that a word?
Stupidest things came from a college class,
okay.
So probably is. The stupidest things President George W. Bush has ever said.
We now, if they did this for all the presidents, though, they could come up with a collection every president.
We have the audio clips. We'll let you hear some of these. Some of these you've heard before. Maybe some of these you have not heard.
Here we go.
Let's go to the first one here.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Uh-huh, there you go. That was bad.
Yeah, I mean, certainly he was...
Did he actually say that?
Certainly he was embarrassed.
He didn't mean to say that.
Okay, let's go to number two.
There's a certain comfort to know that the promises made will be kept by the government. You don't have to worry.
That's good, because I work three jobs, and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that.
No. No, you don't get it, President. She'd like to not work three.
Now, the backstory on that is that was a divorced mother of three.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what made that dumb. Let's go to the next one here.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Okay, you're working hard to put food on your family.
I want to hear that one again.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Yes, yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, let's keep going here.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business.
Good docs. Okay.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You know, I always wanted to be an OBGYN when I was growing up. Let's go to the next one.
We want to promote families in America. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dreams.
It's where wings take dreams.
We want to promote families in America.
There it is.
Families is where our nation finds
families
hope,
is?
Where wings take dreams.
All right, that guy was in a bad way that day.
We just got a couple more. Here we go. Okay.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
No, wait. I know that human beings...
No, wait a second. That
fish.
Was doctored. That
no,
can't
that
be true.
That, yeah, that was,
that
that was not
true.
Doctored. That was not
I
doctored.
I drink a drink of coffee. I spit it everywhere.
Human beings
okay.
and fish...
Wait a minute. Let me hear him say that again.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
What is he talking
That's the
about?
The president of your country, right?
What is
there.
He talking about?
I have no idea, but
okay.
one more.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once... Shame on
you. Me.
Shame on you.
Okay.
He had to
fool me. We can't get fooled again.
Oh, stop it.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.